like we always do at this time. I want to play something for you, funky, something real funky. If I could, I'd play something funky and start this shit off for y'all. It's the fucking DT. It's too old to be this silly. It's just you and me. A quarter past three. Don't know what I'm talking about, but I do that every episode. Welcome to the Book of DT.
It's me. It's me, Mario. I mean, it's me, Derek.
A lot has passed since we last spoke. We had two, count them, two apocalyptic events. Nah, not apocalyptic events, but, you know, events that back when we were living in little villages, we would call them apocalyptic. First, we had a fucking earthquake. Can you believe that? Well, gotta say where, because earthquakes happen all the time. Had an earthquake in Jersey that was felt in the city. Swear to God! You know, earthquakes aren't frequent. I've never experienced an earthquake before last, what was it, Tuesday, Wednesday? And, you know, it was a little mild earthquake. You know, a little shaky. I was like laying in bed half awake. Tells you I'm not an early riser. Yeah, I felt some shaking, but they doing construction on the building. I'm like, God damn, what are these niggas doing? Somebody fuck up? Lo and behold, the tectonic plates were shifting. Bumping and grinding like a 1990s song. Shit, if you was having some morning sex, does that mean you got to stay with that person if you orgasm during the earthquake? No, what if they orgasm during the earthquake? You could never shake them. Well, I guess that's the same thing as saying you can't leave them. It was a sign from God, baby. You and me were meant to be. Wait a minute. Oh. I was like, that sounds like a song, You and Me Were Meant to Be, but it's not. It's I Believe in You and Me by Whitney Houston. She's like, just like the river finds the sea, I believe in you and me. Oh, man, I used to love I love Whitney Houston. The memory of her, now that she's gone. Damn shame she could never shake those crack allegations. I'm like, man, poor people do crack. Whitney is snorting the finest Peruvian cocaine. Pure! As the freshly driven snow. I don't know if I talked about it before, but I think they killed her. She died because she was on drugs and drinking in the bath, in a bubble bath. That's diva shit. She probably did that shit a billion times. They killed her for her music. Is what niggas say in the barbershop. The earthquake was mild, though. I'm glad it didn't shake the walls. My canvases might have fell on my head. Yeah, got lucky the last time it happened. Earthquake like the comedian.
Why ain't you never seen Earthquake in movies?
Because a nigga can't read. I'm like, God damn. Cat Williams. I can't look at Earthquake anymore without thinking he can't read. God damn it. And he had a chance to beat allegations, man. He was on the Breakfast Club. And Charlamagne Tha God, being the asshole he is, gave him some papers and said, read this. And Earthquake said, I ain't reading this.
Reading for suckers, man.
That's what the cool black kids used to say back in the 70s.
Hey, man, school is for suckers, man. Shit, I dropped out, man, in eighth grade, man. Shit. My daddy, never met him.
I'm laughing, but it's sad. It's a direct correlation, man. Daddy's whoop your ass, make you go to school. What's the other apocalyptic event that happened? The eclipse. Yo, niggas was really on the internet talking about, this is a sign the world is going to end. Red heifers will be sacrificed. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And they missed. I'm like, man, I know they was sad as hell the world had come to the end. Like, now people know I'm a fraud. I ain't believe that shit, though. I got to keep it real with you. I'm 45, and I've lived through a bunch of other apocalyptic events. So-called. And it made me realize, it's like, anytime you hear somebody say the world's about to end, they're just guessing. They're just guessing. I ain't gonna believe the world's about to end until them nuclear weapons fly. You think about it, they say the world's gonna end, but that's just the arrogance of man thinking this shit is gonna be over without us. Like, man, planet Earth can't do shit without me, man. Yeah, in the meantime, we're looking like some fucking ants in an ant form. People talk about that, you know, religious people. Was talking like I don't even know if you can call them religious mystics or whatever, but somebody's talking about the apocalypse and like how the sun happens to be 400 times the size of the moon or 4,000 times the size of the moon, and also just happens to be in the right place where it directly affects our relationship with the sun with shit like the eclipse. You know what I'm saying? What else? The blood moon, shit like that. They're saying it can't be a coinky dinky like scientists say. They say it's intelligent design. I'm all for it. I ain't afraid of intelligent design, a creator, a god or the gods. I'm not afraid of that. I'm like, yo, it make you feel a little better knowing this crazy existence ain't it. I say, get up, come on and get down. I feel great. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's that massive dump I just took. Ew, I'm kidding. I didn't just take a shit. It's probably just coffee I'm sipping. Oh, the finest of coffees, baby. The double D, the Dunkin' and the Donut. Not to be fused with the double D, the titty breast. Speaking of which, dude, it was like 70 degrees out here in the city. And you know how I get when that shit happens. The white girls put on booty shorts when it's 70.
Oh my God, it's so nice out. I gotta show my ass.
Oh, women, I love them. First you love them, then you hate them, then you love them again. It's the battle of the sexes. And the hoes gonna win. The hoes gonna win the battle of the sexes. Actually, hoes lose, ladies. Don't listen to me. Men like hoes, but we don't respect them. Your virtue is valuable. Don't let them tell you nothing different. You go on TikTok. It's a bunch of professional women talking about how they focused on their career and then having fun in their 20s, and now they in their 30s all alone. That's why they can't do it like men. Look at me. Look at me. I've been a virtual failure. for the majority of my life. But I can turn it around. Like, nigga, if I had some money tomorrow, I'd find me a nice little fresh bride. Make babies, get a prenup, and divorce that bitch. And do it again. Fortunately for women, men don't look at y'all like a purse. If we looked at women like a bag or a financial agreement, old lady could ball out till she fall out. The child creating thing is a little different for them. Men are really lucky. I don't know. We got our gifts and we got our curses, just like women. Like a poor woman, if she looks good, she can get a free meal just by matching with a nigga on Tinder. And then, like, you talk to him after the dinner. Like,
you know, you're a really nice person, but I don't see anything with you romantically. You want to be friends and hang out and buy me drinks? Huh?
And a suck-ass nigga be like, shit, about yeah. Yeah, as long as you wear them titties, that shirt to make your titties pop out. Yeah, men are fairly easy. fairly easy. But yeah, man, that's like, it's crazy, man. Like, imagine how crazy shit like the in an eclipse was back in the day. It's some, I think it was like what was it? I want to say it was Alexander the Great. It was either a blood moon or a solar eclipse. It was something that had to do with the relationship between the sun and the moon and the planet Earth. One of those happens right before a battle, and this nigga saw, Alexander saw it as a sign. He's like, Zeus is with us. Zeus is with us. Where's my boyfriend of Phaistion? We must fight against, who was it? The Persians. Shit. Bitch, back in the day during the Salem times when they were calling women they didn't like witches, I bet you a bunch of witches burned at the stake after a blood moon. Karen did that. You know Karen made the moon red because she's a witch? What, girl? I guess we got to burn this bitch. Yo, people were so stupid back then, man. Yo, back in the day, man, it was frowned upon to get a divorce. So some men, when they got sick and tired of their wife, what them niggas would do is they would accuse this bitch of witchcraft. You say, man, look, man, I love my wife, but, you know, ever since last Halloween, she's been acting different. I think we should burn her. And the priest would be like, yes, we should burn her because she's a sinner. And the priest is only saying that because she sucked his dick at confession. Now, all of this is a made-up story. All the views expressed by DT is DT's and D's alone. These are not historical events. Hey, but history's always been made. People, make your history. Today, like, I'm making history right now. I'm talking, I'm putting shit on the internet, and then I'm getting all kind of red flags on this shit. And the government's going to watch me, and they're going to turn me into a Donald Trump. What's the news on that shit? I don't know. I haven't heard anything recently other than the fact that these people on the news are finally realizing that Trump's going to trounce this nigga. You got Dwayne Rock Johnson was like, yeah, I endorsed Joe Biden, and you know, I regret it. He said it was because it sowed division amongst his fans, and like everybody liked The Rock, and he don't want to do that. He's like, I'm all about America coming together. Like, the fact that people say The Rock should run for the president show you how retarded this country is. There's no hope. What are you thinking? Like, yeah, you know what? He was a great wrestler. He's an okay actor. Sells out. He's box office. So, yeah, shit. Why not? And to be honest, I don't think that kind of person that's been doing that all their life, just entertaining, should be able to cross over and become a political figure. But at this point, I'm like, fuck it, why not, man? These niggas that are doing this shit are so corrupt and disgusting. Why not? Send The Rock in there. Let them hit them niggas with the rock bottom. It'd be great to have this nigga just turn back into the pro wrestling Rock when he had one of the press conference. I'm like, Mr. President, why did you bomb Syria or whatever? Why did I bomb Syria? Who asked you, Jabroni? He said, a matter of fact, why do you think I bombed Syria? Bombed Syria. And then the reporter go to answer. He's like, it doesn't matter what you think. That's the type of circus we need, man. If it's going to be a shit show, make it a shit show. That's what I'm saying. Stop lying to the people. Like, how refreshing would it be for you at the U.S. government? Like, if Joe Biden just, it should be Joe Biden because he can't really speak. let's say Kamala Harris. No, it shouldn't be Kamala because she can't really speak. Anthony Blinken, all right, put him out there. He's the Secretary of State. If you know what the Secretary of State does, they basically work with the Pentagon to decide what governments we're going to overthrow and who we're going to bomb. So he's the one that, like, shaking hands with BB Netanyahu while he's sending them bombs that are designed to flatten cities. And then them niggas like, no, we're not really trying to get rid of all the people in Gaza. This is not a genocide. This is this city planning. Yeah, seeing Anthony Blinken out there and play. We just want to inform the American government that we are not fighting for freedom overseas. We're not doing anything righteous. We're just some gangsters, niggas. We see this shit. We want the shit. We take the shit. That's what we doing. How refreshing would that be? Wouldn't that be grand? But they're not going to do that. They're going to act like they right as rain. And then they're gonna for the black people, for people like me, look like me, they're going to find a celebrity, be a sucker. I wonder who they're going to get this year, because everybody's been awfully quiet. Maybe it's early in the season. I don't know. You know, they used to use P. Diddy, but I think he's going to be busy. Or they're going to say, man, I think you're too busy to help us. Because it don't look good, man. The dude that they hang out with that push people to the polls for them is literally caught up in sex trafficking. Allegedly. Having sex parties and recording people. Allegedly. Doing the same thing Jeffrey Epstein allegedly did. And both of those guys was tight with the Democrats. Ew. And man, somewhere there's an old dude with a beard in his trailer. Seeing all this shit, like, goddamn it, I was right. I was right, goddamn it. Pizzagate, I was right. Baby's blood, I was right. I was right, I was right. Pedophile ring, I was right. Shit, 4chan was right. That 4chan shit was hilarious. Like, the Democrats have a ring of pedophilia, and Donald Trump and God together are going to tag team and stop them. Like, whoa, Donald Trump works for God? I thought this nigga worked for that almighty dollar. Dollar bill, dollar bill, dollar bill. It's all about the dollar bill. Ooh. And if you're dancing with a girl on the dance floor real close, Copperfield, Copperfield, Copperfield. Get your hands out of Copperfield. The art of copping a feel. It's an art to it. It's like the bull and the matador. If the bull catches the matador sleeping, the bull will give the matador the business end of the horns. If a copy catches the copper slipping, the gentleman trying to cop a field will catch a sexual assault charge. It is a delicate dance. I never grew up without permission. Anymore. I did once. It was this girl in the third grade I liked. Actually, it was the eighth grade. Third, it's kind of wild. And she liked me, and I wasn't good with words. So she sat in front of me in class, and I stuck my hand in her chair when she sat down. I said, ooh, Copperfield, 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 all about Copperfield.
I didn't know what to do at the time. I was a kid.
Booty. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. I found you, Miss New Booty. I hate to sound like an old guy, but they don't make songs like they used to. That booty, 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 rocking everywhere, that was a classic. You know, my father had What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. I had booty, 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 rocking everywhere. I found you.
Hip hop ain't fun no more. Hip hop ain't fun no more.
Speaking of hip hop, apparently, J. Cole, shout out to J. Cole. He's from North Carolina, just like me. Apparently, J. Cole, well, apparently, like Kendrick dissed him and Drake on some subliminal shit. Didn't say any names, but apparently, it was a diss. On a verse with Metro Boomin and Future's album. And Kendrick responded, J. Cole responded with a diss track. I forgot what it was called, 7 minutes or something like that. I don't know. But then he apologized for the diss record. I'm like, jeez Louise. Baby, please, what part of the game is that? But Cole all about positivity, man. It hurt his little heart. You know, but why do it? Like, if you, I don't know. Shit, it's like, that's the fun part of hip hop, nigga. long as you ain't on some wild shit like Tupac was. Yeah, we all see how that was bad. First off, fuck your click and the bit, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. West side rider die, come equipped to claim. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife.
What? Why is that necessary?
I ain't gonna lie, I like that shit when it came out though. I thought it was just music. It was just music. They both said as much.
Man, it was overhyped. Man, we love each other. Man, me and Biggie hold hands and walk through meadows all the time.
Sing, playing that Stevie Wonder song in the background.
They see us in the park, strolling out summer days. You not need them now. I reach out for your hand.
That blind nigga be singing some songs.
Living just enough for the city.
Yo, I don't think Puffy going to jail, man. Speaking of musical icons,
I mean, shit, they raided this nigga house. He's still walking around free,
eating ice cream, eating cake, diddling other folks. Crazy, crazy, it's crazy interesting. But you know, will his reputation be prepared or repaired? Of course not. He too black for that shit. That nigga got the scarlet letter. Shit, OJ went to trial, got off, got proven not guilty. And got away with it. Oh, man, I was watching Lord of the Rings. That shit is good. I forgot how good that shit was. And it made me realize something, man. People be talking about how movies nowadays suck, but it's so hard to get a good classic in. So, I don't know, maybe we cranking them out at the same rate.
Maybe not.
Center. And it had like a sponsored ad, and it was like, and it said, it reads across the top. It's a picture of Puff Daddy. And it says, Sean Diddy Combs, sexual abuse investigation. Did you experience sexual abuse or human trafficking by Sean Diddy Combs or by any of his employees? If yes, contact us now for a free claim review. God damn, first of all, why are they putting that shit in my feed? I am too old and too, actually, I'm, I was about to say I'm a man, but shit, according to the allegations. This nigga would slip me a Mickey too. I had to kill that nigga. Who was it? It was somebody talking about, they have little ways of testing you, see if you're about that life or not. Like, seeing if you're going to gay for pay, and if not, they'll leave you alone. I'd be one of them niggas they leave alone. Cause I'd fight that nigga. It wouldn't be safe for him. Because I'd fight that nigga. I'd find a way. Can you imagine? You go to a party, you want to hang out. You're newly famous. You're like, yeah, I'm about to make it. I'm going to a Diddy party, man. Them shits is legendary. Forgetting the fact that they are infamous, too. And then you drinking and then you black out. And then you wake up and then you realize your butt's sore. Your butthole. Not your cheeks. Not like you were doing squats. It's like someone took you to Pound Town without asking. What do you do? Tell you what I do. I killed a nigga that invited me to that party. And I killed the host of the party. I know what you're saying. Derek, what are you going to do with them big-ass bodyguards you got? Well, I'm going to do like they do when they got guard dogs in a movie. I'm going to bring them some hamburger meat, and I'm going to put a sleeping pill in that bitch. And they go night-night. Puffy, go bye-bye. I'm kidding. I do not condone violence. What I would do is call this hotline. Actually, I wonder how many men like saw that shit and he assaulted them, and they like, man, the way my machismo works is I can't be letting my wife know. I ain't got no wife like Terry Crews. Y'all remember the Terry Crews story? He said he was at a party and some powerful agent in Hollywood grabbed this nigga penis in front of his wife. Dude, you do that in front of my wife, I gotta hit you. Cause my wife gonna be black. And I get home, she like, why ain't you hit that motherfucker? Did you like it? Huh? Is you gay, nigga? Huh? Do you like it? And then you gotta kill that guy. Hollywood's a dirty place, man. But I do want to be a star. I want to say, Hollywood, I am ready to sell my soul. Nigga, I go to the ritual. Put light that pentagram on fire. Nah, people don't do that shit. We need more people with character and integrity out here. You know, like Martin Luther King once said, a man that'll fall or stand for nothing will fall for anything. I fucked that group. Take two. I fucked that up. A man that'll stand for nothing will fall for anything. Yeah, if you fall, get up. Learn that lesson.
Live to fight another day.
This one, I'm live to fight another day. I'm going to get off this thing, man. It's been great chatting with y'all again. This has been another episode of the Book of DT.
Peace.